谢谢大家今天让我有机会跟大家一起分享。
I thank everyone for the opportunity to be able to share with you today.
我在1999年离开纽约 New Jersey 到加州加入海外校园的服事。
In 1999, I left New Jersey to join the service in California.
离开之前很怀念有一次就是在科尼教会跟弟兄姐妹的分享。
Before I left, I remember the last time I shared with you at in Kearney.
那在加州我大概待了6年的时间。
In California, I've stayed for 6 years.
去年一整年我在 South Carolina 修神学的课程。
Last year, for the entire year, I studied in seminary school in South Carolina.
今年我就回到 New Jersey 加入更新传道会，用文字跟传道来服事。
And this year, I came back to New Jersey to join.
Christian Renewal Ministry.
The Christian Renewal Ministry to serve the Lord.
所以回到大家中间是非常的熟悉。
And it's very familiar for me to return to you all.
我一进门的时候，梁振荣弟兄看到我。
As soon as I stepped in, Brother Liang saw me. JR saw me, and
他说你怎么一点都没有瘦
？He said, "How come you haven't lost any weight?"
我只好回应他说你怎么一点都没有胖
？And the only thing I can say back to him is, "How come you haven't gained any weight?"
我想最近大家都很熟悉有一本书有一个电影最近在放映。
I think all of you are very familiar with a book that's been made into a movie recently.
让我回想到在1988年的时候，也有一个相似的电影在放映。
And it reminded me of another movie that was also being played back in 1988.
那个电影名字叫做《耶稣基督的最后试探》。
The name of the movie was called The Last Temptation of Christ.
那最近要放，最近已经开始放的是达芬奇密码。
And one that is being played recently is the Da Vinci Code.
它的内容是对于耶稣的神性的扭曲跟亵渎。
It twists and humiliates the divinity of Jesus Christ.
我们有一位同工在台湾。
We have a coworker in Taiwan.
他的先生还是慕道友。
Her husband is still a non-believer.
很想去看这个电影，他就不肯去看。
And he very much wants to go see that movie, but she refuses to go.
我想到在1988年的时候，许多基督徒反对那部亵渎耶稣基督的电影。
I remember back in 1988, many Christians were very much against the movie that blasphemed against Christ.
在今天，仍然有基督徒用同样的态度来面对现在的这个电影。
And there are Christians today that are facing this movie with the same attitude.
但是我也发现有一些基督徒就鼓励基督徒要陪慕道友去看。
But then I also found some Christians who encourage people to go see the movie with non-believers.
然后跟他们讨论耶稣基督到底是谁。
And then to discuss with them who Jesus Christ really is.
不管我们每一个人要做什么样的决定。
No matter what decision each one of us makes.
我求主耶稣帮助我们。真认识他。
I ask Lord Jesus to help us to truly know Him.
几个礼拜前，我在一个教会里面听到传道人也讲到这一本书。
A couple weeks ago, I also heard another pastor who mentioned this book.
传道人用8个字来总结这本书。
And then this pastor, this minister summarized the book using 8 words.
胡说八道，岂有此理。
It said that the book was completely false.
事实上，对于耶稣的攻击是由来已久。
Actually, the attack against Jesus had lasted for a very long time.
在耶稣时代，就有许多犹太人各种宗派的犹太人来跟耶稣挑战。
In the time of Jesus, there were many people from all kinds of religions who came to attack Jesus, to challenge Jesus.
我今天就要从这一段经文来跟大家分享耶稣怎么回应他们的挑战。
And today I want to share with you how Lord Jesus answered those challenges.
这个经文主要记载在马太福音22:15-46.
These verses are mainly recorded in Gospel Book of Matthew chapter 22:15-46.
马可福音12章、路加福音20章同样记载这些对话。
And in the book of Mark and Luke, it also records these words.
面对人对耶稣基督的挑战，他怎么回应？面对人对耶稣基督的挑战，我们怎么回应？
Faced with people's challenge, how did Lord Jesus answer, and how should we answer?
我们先一起来念马太福音二十二章十五节到二十二节。
Let us now together read Matthew chapter 22, verse 15 through 46.
十五节到二十二节。
Oh, I'm sorry, 15 through 22.
中文英文一起来念。
Let's read English and Chinese together.
当时法利赛人出去商议怎样就着耶稣的话陷害他，就打发他们的门徒同西律党的人去见耶稣说，夫子，我们知道你是诚实人，并且诚诚实实传神的道，什么人你都不寻情面，因为你不看人的外貌，请告诉我们你的意见如何，纳税给该撒可以不可以？耶稣看见他们的恶意，就说：“假冒为善的人呐、啊，为什么试探我？拿一个上税的银钱给我看。”他们就拿一个银钱来给他。耶稣说：“这像和这号是谁的？”他们说是该撒的。耶稣说：“这样，该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。”他们听见就稀奇，离开他走了。犹太人在罗马政府的殖民统治之下，
the Jewish people under the colonial rule of the Romans.
一方面，他们心里很不喜欢罗马人。
On one hand, they very much dislike the Romans.
一方面，他们必须交罗马人要求的税。
On the other hand, they must pay the tax the Romans demand.
这个对话大家都非常的熟悉。
This conversation we are all very familiar with.
这是非常有争论性的一个问题。
This is a very debatable topic.
也非常危险的问题。
And it's a very dangerous topic.
如果你选择任何一边的答案，
No matter which side you choose,
你都会遭遇到反对。
You will be attacked against.
所以法利赛人、西律党人对耶稣的挑战是一种两难式的挑战。
Therefore, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the challenge that they gave to Jesus is almost a no-win situation.
你或者说要纳税给该撒，犹太人就会很不喜欢你。
You can say that you should pay tax to Caesar, and the Jewish people would very much dislike you.
你或者说不纳税给该撒，你就犯法，罗马人就要把你抓起来。
And then if you say you don't pay tax to Caesar, then the Roman people will arrest you.
耶稣怎么回答呢？
How did Jesus answer?
耶稣跳出这个两难的处境。
Jesus jumped out of this no-win situation.
耶稣说拿一个钱给我看。
Jesus said, give me a coin.
这个像跟这个号是谁的？
Whose likeness and inscription is this?
是该撒的。
It is Caesar's.
耶稣说该撒的物归给该撒，神的物当归给神。
And then Lord Jesus said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.
很多时候我们注重在这个政治跟宗教要分离。
Many times we are so focused on the separation of church and state.
但是其实耶稣讲的话，我们每一句都要仔细的思想。
However, every word from Lord Jesus Christ, we have to think about carefully.
该撒的物归给该撒，代表我们在世界上有我们当尽的责任。
Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's means that in this world we have our responsibilities.
神的物该归给神，代表我们对神有我们该尽的责任。
To God, the things that are God's means that we have responsibilities to God.
这个像和这个号在这个银钱上面是该撒的。
The likeness and the inscription on this coin belong to Caesar.
我请问大家。
Let me ask you.
什么地方有神的像跟神的号？
Where can we find the likeness and inscription of God?
谁告诉我？
Who can tell me?
神的像在哪里？神的号在哪里？
Where is God's likeness and where is God's inscription?
你们不讲我也不讲哦。
If you don't answer me, then I'm not going to tell you either.
在哪里？大声点。
Where?
在每一个神所造的人里面。
It is inside everyone who God has called.
神照着他的形象造人，人里面有神的像。
God has created man in his own image, therefore the image of God is in man.
神把他的名号赐给他的儿女。
God has given his likeness and his inscription to his children.
所以神的物归给神，我觉得是耶稣讲的重点。
Therefore, I think what is important here is God said, render to God what is God.
如果我们知道世界上有很多两难式的问题，
if we know that in this world there are many no-win situations,
我们要回到我们自己的心中，认识神是谁，我是谁。
Then we must return to our heart to know who is God and who are we.
有人以为耶稣曾经讲过说，一个人不可以有两个主，不是侍奉马门就是侍奉神。
People remember that Lord Jesus once said that you cannot serve two lords, that if you're not serving the Lord, then you're serving mammon.
但是呢，人可以又服从该撒又服从神。
However, people can be obedient to Caesar and also be obedient to God.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
基督徒常常就活在侍奉该撒还是侍奉神的两难处境中间。
Christians are often in this difficult situation where they wonder whether they should serve Caesar or if they should serve God.
世界上有世界上的价值观，信主的人有属天、属神、属圣经的价值观。
This world has its own value, and people who believe in God has a value system that is according to heaven, according to God.
世界上的智慧在神眼中是愚拙的。
The worldly wisdom is foolishness in eyes of God.
很多聪明的人想要脚踏两条船。
Many smart people want to step on two boats at the same time.
戴两个面具。
To wear two masks.
过两种的生活。
To live two types of lives.
他想身上又有该杀的像，又有神的像。
They want to have the inscription of Caesar and God on them.
耶稣提醒我们在凡事上面要看到神。
Lord Jesus reminds us that in all things we must see God.
这是基督徒跟不是基督徒的最基本、最重要的差别。
This is the most important and most fundamental difference between believers and non-believers.
你看到任何困难的时候，基督徒在困难中间看到有神的旨意。
In all difficult situations, Christians see that there is the will of God.
你想一下，你生命中间有没有遭遇到什么困难？
If you think about it, have you encountered some difficulties in your life?
你有没有看到神要借着这个困难对你说什么话？
Have you seen what God wants to say to you through that situation?
给你什么样的恩典？
To give you the blessing.
我们不单在凡事上看到神，我们要看到神在我们身上的主权。
Not only should we see God in all things, but we must see the authority of God on us.
耶稣面对魔鬼试探的时候，
When Jesus was faced with Satan's temptation,
耶稣说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Lord Jesus said, you shall worship your God and only serve him.
约书亚在他晚年的时候，
Joshua in his late days,
他做见证说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He testified and said, me and my house shall serve the Lord.
我不知道我们有没有心怀二意的时候，
I don't know if we have, there are times when we have two thoughts in our heart.
我们在挣扎要按着世界的价值观生活，还是按照属灵属神的价值观生活。
We struggle whether we should live according to the value system of the world or if we should live to the value system of God and of the spiritual value.
在面对两难的问题考验的时候，
When we are faced with these difficult situations,
耶稣说神的物当归给神。
Lord Jesus answered, "Render to God things that are God's."
耶稣跳过人家问他问题的层次来回答。
Lord Jesus had risen above the level where these people asked him the question.
法利赛人问过耶稣之后，撒都该人来问耶稣了。
After the Pharisees asked Lord Jesus, the Sadducees came to ask him.
我们来念马太福音二十二章二十三节到三十三节。
Let's now read Matthew chapter 22, verse 23 through 28.
到33节。
To 33.
撒都该人常说没有复活的事。那天他们来问耶稣说，夫子，摩西说人若死了没有孩子，他兄弟当娶他的妻，为哥哥生子立后。从前在我们这里有弟兄七人，第一个娶了妻，死了没有孩子，撇下妻子给兄弟，第二、第三，直到第七个都是如此。末后妇人也死了，这样当复活的时候，他是七个人中哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们都娶过他。 耶稣回答说，你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。论到死人复活，神在经上向你们所说的，你们没有念过吗？他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。众人听见这话，就稀奇他的教训。法利赛人是宗教家。
The Pharisees are religious scholars.
他们把很多很多很多的宗教规条加在圣经之上。
They have taken many many religious rules and added it onto their belief.
所以他们的圣经比一般的人的圣经都要厚。
Therefore, their Bible, their scripture is thicker than other people's Bible.
撒都该人是另外一种人。
The Sadducees are a different kind of people.
他们是一种，也许说是自由派的神学家。
You can say that they are a very liberal kind of religious scholars.
他们把圣经的内容剪到很多他们认为理智通不过的，他们就拿掉。
They take things away from the Bible. Anything that they do not think are logical, they take it away.
所以他们的圣经比别人的圣经都薄。
Therefore, their Bible is thinner than other people's Bible.
我不知道你的圣经跟我的圣经是不是一样厚。
I don't know if your scripture, if your Bible is the same thickness as mine.
我们或者偏左，或者偏右。
Sometimes maybe we are more to the left, or maybe we're more to the right.
撒都该人不相信复活。
Sadducees do not believe in resurrection.
所以他就假设了很多很多的情形，然后说复活不可能。
And then they place many hypothetical situations to say that resurrection is impossible.
他们真的关心这个复活的时候会怎么样吗？
Do they really care about what happens when resurrection happens?
我猜他们其实不关心。
I'm guessing that they don't really care.
所以他们对耶稣提出一种挑战。
Therefore, they gave Jesus a kind of challenge.
是一种假设法的挑战。
It is a hypothetical challenge.
假设这个情形之下，那你怎么办？
Hypothetically, if that happens, what would you do?
因为我想不通，所以这个问题是不存在的。
Because I cannot logically think through this problem, therefore it doesn't exist.
因为我不能了解神，所以神不存在。
Because I do not understand God, therefore God doesn't exist.
因为我不了解复活，所以复活不存在。
Because I do not understand resurrection, therefore resurrection doesn't exist.
他们用很极端的例子来考耶稣，不是为了找答案。
They use a very extreme example to test Jesus, and it is not to find an answer.
只是证明圣经中间有许多的矛盾，他们以为的矛盾，所以圣经不可以遵行。
It is just to prove that there are many conflicts in the scripture, therefore they cannot follow it.
所以他们的信心是建立在自己的理性上面。
Therefore, their faith is built upon their own logic.
很多研究学问的人是这样子。
Many scholars are like that.
他不断的有很多假设性的问题。
They continuously to have these hypothetical questions.
我们想想看，我们自己做慕道友的时候。
If we think back to days when we were non-believers,
我们也用很多假设的问题来证明说，信仰是不可能的。
We also use many hypothetical situations to prove that this belief is false.
所以，如果耶稣照着他们的问题回答的话，我相信他们还有陆续其他的问题要问耶稣。
If Lord Jesus had answered them according to their question, I believe that they would have many follow-up questions.
但耶稣就直接指责他们。
But Jesus directly accused them.
你们不明白圣经，你们也不晓得神的大能。
You do not understand the scripture nor the power of God.
因为他们信仰的基础是自己的理性。
Because the foundation of their faith is their own rationale.
耶稣说，这样一个自己的怀疑的理性根本没有办法有任何的果效。
This doubtful logic can never bear any fruit.
信心的基础不是逻辑，不是理性。
The basis of your faith is not logic, and it's not rationale.
是圣经跟神的大能。
It is the scripture, and it is the power of God.
同样看圣经，为什么有的人信心越来越增加？为什么有的人疑惑越来越增加？
Why is it that when you read the same Bible, some people's faith would grow, other people's doubts would increase?
因为耶稣是用敬虔的心来读圣经。
Because Lord Jesus read the scripture using a godly heart.
撒都该人或者许多不信神的人用怀疑的心来读圣经。
And the Pharisees and many non-believers read the scripture using a doubtful heart.
所以他们在圣经里面看到的神好像是思想的神，不是真正的神。
Therefore, the God that they encounter in the scripture is a God of thought, a God of mind.
耶稣却看到神是复活的神，是生命的主。
But Lord Jesus sees God as a resurrected God. He is the Lord of life.
耶稣回答问题的对象不算完全是慕道友。
Jesus, when he answered, the audience is not completely non-believers.
他们是在宗教里面有相当地位的人。
These are people with high status in the religion, in the religious world.
他们想明白圣经，却不认识神。
They want to understand the scripture, yet they do not know God.
有一首诗歌中间有几句话，好像可以成为我们的祷告。
There is a hymn, and there are a couple of verses in there that can be our prayer.
当每次我前读你圣洁的话语，求你用你的荣耀照亮每一句，让我能够明明的看见这宝贵的救主和他的大救恩，无一不我属，完全是我的。
Every time when I read your holy word in a godly manner, I ask that you shine your glorious light upon every verse, so that I can see that this precious Savior and His great salvation, that all of it belongs to me.
许多人的信心是建立在怀疑一切，或者建立在对于科学的崇拜上面。
Many people, their faith is based upon their worship and their belief in science and their logic.
他们已经先不要相信神，所以他们只好相信自己，把自己当作神。
Because they have already chosen not to believe God, therefore they can only believe in themselves, thinking of themselves as God.
他们把很多其他的受造的东西当作神来取代神。
They use many created things in place of God.
我们不是常常面对很多假设性的挑战吗？
Do we not often face these hypothetical challenges?
最有名的一个问题就是神能不能创造一块他搬不动的石头？
And one of the famous questions is, can God create a rock that he cannot move?
有没有人碰过这个问题？
Has anyone encountered that question?
哇，你们都没有碰过这个问题。
It's amazing that you've never encountered this.
一个假设的基础就决定了他问题的答案。
The foundation of the hypothesis has already determined the answer.
这不相信神的这种信心。
The faith that does not believe in God.
所得到的一个信仰。
The belief that it arrives at.
没有救恩。
Is that there is no salvation.
没有盼望。
There's no hope.
没有神，人没有盼望。
Without God, man does not have any hope.
我常常在想说我们基督徒要传福音，但常常觉得我们很不够。
I often think that Christians need to preach and spread the gospel, yet there is not enough.
我们需要用爱心来关怀这些慕道友。
We must love these seekers and non-believers with love.
我们需要有智慧来回答他们的问题。
We must have wisdom to answer their questions.
我们需要把圣经的真理清清楚楚地告诉他们。
We must clearly tell them the truth in the scripture.
我们需要有圣洁的生活的见证来影响他们。
We must be able to testify and influence them with our own godly lives.
但最重要的，我们需要圣灵的大能。
But most importantly, we must have the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以面对这种不管是两难法还是假设法的问题的时候，
whether we're answering these no-win questions or whether we're answering these hypothetical questions,
我们光用人的智慧是没有办法回答的。
Only when we answer them with only the wisdom of men, we cannot answer them.
我们需要求神的大能，圣灵光照在他的话上，再借着我们的生命表达出耶稣基督。
We must ask God to shine light on us so that we can, and through His own life, to be able to answer these questions.
法利赛人跟撒都盖人都对耶稣发出挑战。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees both challenged Jesus.
我们再读下去，从22章34节读到40节，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together. Continue to read in Matthew chapter 22, verse 34 through 40.
法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都盖人的口，他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神， 这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。所以法利赛人跟撒都该人都向耶稣提出挑战。
So Pharisees and Sadducees both challenged Jesus.
耶稣也指出他们的错误。
And Jesus also pointed out their mistake.
耶稣指出撒都该人不信圣经，不明白神的大能。
Jesus pointed out to the Sadducees that they do not believe in the Scripture. They do not understand the power of God.
耶稣指出法利赛人要知道我们人生里面，人里面有神的像跟神的号。
And Jesus pointed out to the Pharisees that we must have the likeness and inscription of God in us.
法利赛人中间有一个律法师，一个文士就来找耶稣了。
And then among the Pharisees, there is a lawyer, a scribe who came to find Jesus.
他好像是很诚心的在请教耶稣，律法中间哪一条最大？
It was as if he was very sincerely asking Lord Jesus, what is the greatest commandment in the law?
但是他圣经说他在试探耶稣。
But the scripture says that he was testing Jesus.
所以求主帮助我们到耶稣面前的问题是真正的、真实的，而且谦卑。
We ask the Lord to help us that when we go before him with questions, that these are true and sincere questions.
到底什么是圣经中间最重要的？
What is the most important thing out of the scripture?
到底什么是信仰中间最重要的？
What is the most important thing out of our belief?
这是人跟人之间划分界限的问题。
This is a question that divides men from men.
为什么有很多不同的教会？
Why do we have so many different kinds of churches?
为什么一个学科有很多的派别？
Why is it that every subject has many different they have many different parties?
因为他们对于最重要的事情看法不一样。
Because they have a different view on the most important topic.
前天晚上我在一个团契，一个家庭团契分享，如何带查经。
The night before yesterday, I had a sharing session at a brother's house.About how to lead a Bible study.
聚完会，那也跟慕道友稍微谈了一下圣经里面的一些问题。
And then after the gathering, I had some conversations with non-believers about questions in the Bible.
后来有一个基督徒来找我，问我说，对于人到底是二元的还是三元的，有什么看法
？Oh. And then one of the brothers came to me afterwards and asked me, what do I think of whether men are two-dimensioned or three-dimensioned?
我差点说成人是 two-dollar 还是 three-dollar。基督徒中间对于圣经有许多不同的了解。
Christians have many different interpretations for the scripture.
不是最基本的信仰的救恩的部分。
It is not the most fundamental part about the salvation.
到底神预定呢，还是人自由意志？
Have God predestined or do men have free will?
到底教会的聚会应该用什么样的形式？
What kind of formality should we use when we gather?
神容许很多不一样的部分同时在基督徒中间产生。
God has allowed many different parts to happen at the same time within Christianity.
每一个人认以为他所着重的是最重要的这一部分。
Everyone believes that what they focus on is the most important part.
这个律法师可能有同样的问题。
And this lawyer may have the same question.
他看到在犹太人中间对于圣经到底什么最重要，哪一条诫命最大，有不同的看法。
He sees that among the Jewish people, what is the greatest commandment? They have a different opinion about it.
耶稣回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中间的第一。”
And Lord Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and foremost commandment."
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And the second is like it: "You shall love your neighbor as yourself."
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
And on these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.
耶稣从一个很远的角度来看到整个的圣经。
Lord Jesus looked at the scripture from standing afar.
耶稣看到整个圣经最中心的部分。
Lord Jesus saw the most focal point of the Bible.
这个律法师这个文士可能问说十诫中间到底哪一条最大。
Perhaps the lawyer described was asking him, what is the greatest commandment among the Ten Commandments?
耶稣说律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Lord Jesus said that this, the whole law and the prophets depend on this.
是爱神跟爱人。
It is to love the Lord and to love men.
很多人看圣经看得太近了，却忘了圣经是整体的。
Many people read the scripture so closely that they forgot that the scripture is a whole book.
圣经最高的权威在于全面的圣经，而不在于其中一小部分的圣经。
The highest authority of the scripture comes from it as a whole, not any part of it.
最有名的例子就是魔鬼也用圣经。
The most famous example is to say that the Satan also uses the scripture.
用圣经来试探耶稣。
To use the scripture to tempt Jesus.
圣经是没有错误的。
There is nothing wrong with the scripture.
但人是有软弱的。
But men have weaknesses.
魔鬼是邪恶的。
And the devil is evil.
他片段的引用圣经就造成许多的错误。
He uses the scripture out of context and creates many mistakes.
耶稣用全面性的圣经来回应魔鬼的挑战。
And Lord Jesus uses the scripture as a whole to answer challenge from Satan.
耶稣说经上又记得说，就是用全面的圣经来回应一处的圣经。
And Lord Jesus says the scripture also says, so he was using the scripture as a whole to answer just a part of it.
当这个律法师想到诫命的时候，他想到的大概就是不可以这样，不可以这样的，不可以什么，不可以什么，不可以什么，都是反面的、负面的。
When this lawyer thinks of the commandments, he probably was thinking of you cannot do this, you cannot do that, all the negative sides.
耶稣了解神的心。
Lord Jesus understands the heart of God.
耶稣了解圣经的内容。
And Jesus understands the content of the scripture.
不是负面的，是正面的。
But it is not negative, but positive.
是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神。
It is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind.
其次也相反的意思就是说，在我们爱神的表现中间，应该表现在爱人上面。
And then the second is like it, and it is to say that our love for our neighbors should be manifested in our love for God.
今天我们基督徒也常常喜欢互相比较。
Today, us Christians like to compare with each other.
不同的教会之间，有的时候也有一种比较。
And different types of churches, there's a comparison among them as well.
我们到处都可以看到第一浸信会、第一长老会、第一什么教会。
We can see many places that there is the first fellowship, there is the first Presbyterian church, there's the first of everything.
我们在加州碰到有一个牧师。
In California, we've encountered a pastor.
他的教会叫做 First Evangelical Church.
His church is called the First Evangelical Church.
第一福音教会。
The First Evangelical Church.
他就觉得这个名字有点骄傲。
And he thought that this name was a little arrogant.
所以他们同工就在讨论我们要不要换一个名字。
And then co-workers were discussing as to whether or not they should change the
name. 有人就建议，那我们要谦卑，我们叫 Last Evangelical Church.
And then they thought that they should be humble, therefore, the church should be called
最后的
福音教会。
这个名字好像更加的骄傲。
That name sounds even more arrogant.
很多人很属灵，就看别人不属灵。
Many people are very spiritual, therefore, when they look at others, they don't seem so spiritual.
很多人很爱教会，就看别人不爱教会。
Many people, they themselves love the church, therefore, they think others do not.
很多人很愿意关心那些需要的人，就看别人没有爱心。
Many people, they have a loving heart to care for others, and they think others do not care.
耶稣提醒我们，从整个圣经的原则来看每一段的圣经。
Lord Jesus reminds us that we must look at the scripture as a whole to read any part of it.
耶稣提醒我们最重要的是回应神的爱，去爱神。
Lord Jesus reminds us that the most important thing is to respond to God's love by loving him.
其次也要爱人如同爱自己一样。
And then the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
如果耶稣说这是最重要，是圣经的总纲。
If Lord Jesus says that this is the most important, this is the summary of all the laws,
请我们把它记在心里，请我们把它活在我们的生活中间。
Then let us remember it in our hearts. Let us live it out in our lives.
耶稣超越了所有人对他的挑战。
Lord Jesus had risen above everyone's challenge.
人不敢再问他什么。
And men no longer dared to ask him questions.
所以耶稣就回问了。
And then at that time, Lord Jesus asked them.
我们来念22章41到46节。
Let us read chapter 22, verse 41 through 46.
法利赛人聚集的时候，耶稣问他们说：“论到基督，你们的意见如何？” 他是谁的子孙呢？他们回答说：“是大卫的子孙。”耶稣说：“这样，大卫被圣灵感动，怎么还称他为主？说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我把你仇敌放在你的脚下。”大卫既称他为主，怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？他们没有一个人能回答一言。从那日以后，也没有人敢再问他什么。 有一个人问一个传道人说：“听说你们教会的人非常注重受洗。”Someone
asked a pastor, "I've heard that your church very much focuses on baptism."
他就想到耶稣通常是用问题来回答问题。And
then he remembered that Lord Jesus often answered questions with questions.
所以他说：“那你是从谁那里听说的呢？”
And then he said, "Who have you heard this from?"
我想常常我们被人家问问题的时候，求主耶稣给我们智慧。I
think that many times when we are asked these questions, we need Lord Jesus to give us wisdom.
很多时候我们用问题来回答问题，要效法主耶稣一样。Many
times we should follow Lord Jesus and answer questions with questions.
有三个人先后问耶稣问题，现在耶稣就回问一个问题。
There were three people who asked Jesus questions, and now Jesus is asking a question back.
让所有的人不敢再问他问题。So
that no one would ask him any more questions.
因为耶稣问的问题，没有人能够回答。Because
the question he posed, no one can answer.
如果没有人能够回答，我觉得就值得我们反复的思想。If
no one can answer this question, then I think it's worthwhile for us to think about it.
耶稣有何等的智慧，何等的能力。
What great wisdom and power Jesus has.
世人用各样的方法向他挑战，向他提出问题，结果都被他超越，而且回问回去。
Men thought of all kinds of ways to challenge him and ask him questions, but he surpassed all of those.
耶稣用的是诗篇110篇第一节的话。
Lord Jesus used the words from Psalm 110, verse 1.
讲到大卫描述弥赛亚的经文。
It uses the scripture David used to describe Messiah.
大卫称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？
If David called him the Lord, then how can he be the son of David?
弥赛亚跟父神的关系。
The relationship of Messiah and the Heavenly Father.
弥赛亚跟人的关系。
The relationship between Messiah and men.
弥赛亚的位格，弥赛亚的使命。
The status and the command of the Messiah,
以及弥赛亚最终的胜利,
and the final triumph of Messiah.
常常我们会看作我们信仰的中心,
many times we think of that as the focal point of our belief.
很多人认为说, 信仰的中心就是人,
many people believe that the focus of a faith is men.
世界是为了人所创造的,
that the world was created for men.
连耶稣基督都是为我而死的。And
Lord Jesus Christ died for me.
但圣经里面有一部分提到人的重要性。However,
in the scripture, there is a part of it that mentioned the importance of men.
圣经里面更主要的提到是以基督为中心。But
more importantly, the scripture uses Christ Jesus as the focal point.
所以求主帮助我们, 在耶稣基督回应这些人的话中间能够了解。
Therefore, we ask the Lord to help us that through Jesus' responses,
我们的信仰中心不是人, 乃是基督。
That the focus of our belief is not men, but it is Jesus.
若不是基督为教会, 教会没有办法为基督。
If it is not Christ Jesus for the church, then church cannot do anything for Jesus Christ.
基督是我们人生的中心。
Christ is the center point of our lives.
我们借着耶稣基督跟神和好。
Through Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled with God.
我们借着耶稣基督跟其他人和好。
Through Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled with other men.
我们怎么可能爱神？怎么可能爱人？
If we do not love God, then how can we love men?
离开耶稣基督，我们怎么可能爱神？离开耶稣基督，我们怎么可能爱人？
Apart from Jesus Christ, how can we love God? How can we love men?
有一本书。
There is a book.
讲到全世界影响力最大的一百个人。
It talks about the most influential 100 people in the world.
他在1978年出了第一版，到了1992年出了一个修订版。
In 1978 was the first edition, and 1992 was the revision.
因为整个世界在1978年跟1992年中间有很多的变化，整个很多共产的集团世界有一些政权的转变。
Because between 1978 and 1992, there were many political changes in between.
所以他就把一些人的位置调来调去。
Therefore, the author changed the status, the position of some people.
这本书里面讲到全世界影响力最大的人，你们猜是谁？
In that book, it talks about the most influential men, and who do you think he is?
很多人会猜是耶稣基督。
Many people would guess that it's Jesus Christ.
他写的是穆罕默德。
But he said that it's Muhammad.
所以很多人就看了就很生气，说穆罕默德哪里有耶稣的影响大呢？
And then many people were very angry. They said, how can Muhammad be more influential than Jesus Christ?
他解释说。
And but he explained.
我自己也相信耶稣是影响力最大的人。
He said, I myself believe that Lord Jesus Christ is the most influential person.
可是当我仔细观察。
But he said, when I closely observed,
我发现穆罕默德对回教徒的影响比耶稣对基督徒的影响更大。
He said, but I found that Muhammad, his influence on the Muslims is greater than Jesus Christ's influence on Christians.
如果达文西密码攻击的是穆罕默德，
If the Da Vinci Code is attacking Muhammad,
作者叫做 Dan Brown， 这个人今天恐怕已经不活在世上了。
This author, Dan Brown, is probably no longer alive in this world.
当人在攻击基督教的时候，攻击耶稣基督的时候，
When men are attacking Jesus Christ, when men are attacking Christianity,
我们有没有一种痛心的感觉？
Does our heart hurt?
我记得我小的时候唱过一首主日学的歌，我可能当年有跟大家分享过。
I remember, I used to sing this hymn in my Sunday school that I might have shared with you before.
我不晓得他能不能翻得清楚啊，我试试看啊。来做礼拜，像只羊。
It said that when we come to church for Sunday worship, we're like a sheep.
回到家里变作狼。
But as soon as we return home, we become wolves.
羊皮披在狼身上。
That the skin of the sheep is on the wolf.
看来好像是只羊。
It looks as if it's a sheep.
回家挂在大门上。
But when you hang the skin on the door when you return home,
下个礼拜再穿上。
That next week you'll put it on again.
假冒伪善难进天堂。
That hypocrites like these, it is difficult to enter the heaven.
我们是不是有两面的生活？
Do we have two sides to our lives?
这首歌是不是你生活的写照？
Does this hymn reflect your life?
耶稣好像是在回答人家对他的挑战。
It is as if Lord Jesus was answering people's challenges.
过了两千年，我发现这些问题，耶稣的答案是对你我的挑战。
However, after 2,000 years, I found that where Jesus' answer is a challenge for you and me.
在你我身上有没有看到神的像和神的号？
On you and I, do we have the likeness and inscription of God?
有没有看到神在你我身上的主权？
Do we see the authority of God in our lives?
你我所注重的只是那些假设性的问题呢，还是注重这个复活的主、永生的神？
Do we only pay attention to these hypothetical questions, or do we pay attention to this resurrected God?
在一切事情中间，你最注重的是什么？还是你知道耶稣要你就是爱神跟爱人？
What do you pay attention to among all these things, or do you know that God only wants you to love Lord and love men?
在你的人生计划中间，你希望耶稣来帮你，还是你要为他而活？
In planning your life, do you want Jesus to help you, or do you want to live for Him?
向耶稣发出挑战的人被耶稣挑战。
Those people who challenged Lord Jesus Christ were challenged by him.
求主光照他的话在你我的生命中间起作用。
Pray that the Lord Jesus will shine light upon his word to have an effect on you and I.
让我们能够为主而活。
So that we can live for the Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你的话实在宝贵。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because your words are truly precious.
我们实在不能完全明白。
We truly cannot fully understand.
我们愿意谦卑地在你面前向你再一次打开我们的心。
We are willing to come before you humbly to open up our hearts.
求圣灵光照。
To ask the Holy Spirit to shine the light.
求你用你的话对我们说话，指引我们的方向。
To use your words to speak to us, to point a direction for us.
改变我们的人生。
To change our lives.
祷告感谢，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and thank in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.